three-year-old class that where she goes. There's five Isabellas in the class, and 40 people.
Wow.
And I have, in my office, is three Karens. So you can almost, I don't want to tell you your age, but as you can tell.
I've got a boring story because all of my names are family names.
Yeah.
So could have been any time. Are we rolling? Let me just see if I can position this. I always have to look just to, because I'm... Are you able to see that?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
This is James McElhinney speaking with Robert Meyerhoff at his home in Phoenix, Maryland on Thursday, December 11th, 2014. The interview being conducted for the Frick Center for the History of Collecting and the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
When was the first time you were cognizant of being in the presence of a great work of art? You own many and have been a steward to many great works of art. When was the first time in your life that you actually knew you were standing in front of a great work of art?
Well, that's a very difficult question. It's... You want a date? Like, what year? What
no, I mean, as a kid. I mean, was there art at home?
No, we had no art at home, my home. I guess I can only answer that by telling you more about my history of art, collecting art.
So you are an MIT graduate?
Yes,
engineer?
Yes.
And, you know, Meyerhoffs are well known in the Baltimore area for philanthropy. I researched a bit of it, and there are a number of organizations like, you know, the Joseph and Harvey, you know, like Meyerhoff, are they?
That's my uncle and my cousin.
That's your uncle and your cousin.
Right.
And yourself and your late wife Jane being heavily involved with helping Micah and other organizations, also University of Maryland, Baltimore Baltimore County College the Scholars Program and, you know, the 200 a year and emphasizing STEM subjects and a lot going on, a lot of help to the community. To what do you attribute this sense of social responsibility?
Well, let me answer that. Let me start off with the history of our collection.
Very good.
I was married in January 1945. My mother-in-law, or prospective mother-in-law, died. My wife's mother died in October or November of 1944. Very young. Her father remarried a few years later. And he married a local artist. And so that was more or less our introduction to art. And her father died like 1958, I think it was, and but before that, in 1955, Jane contracted polio, and while she was hospitalized, because of our very little interest.